It has been a wild ride, and at this hour, the race for president is still too close to call. Here's the latest. Michigan's Secretary of State said today they're still counting tens of thousands of ballots. They could have an unofficial tally by the end of the day. Michigan is one of a number of states, including Wisconsin, Nevada, Pennsylvania, still counting. And Pennsylvania State Attorney General Josh Shapiro said the results could take days. Here he is on ABC News.
All across Pennsylvania, clerks from our communities are making sure that these ballots are counted. There's still a lot of vote left. This is way too early in the process.
And you heard Robin mention Wisconsin is one of those states that we are watching. It's one of the key states that has yet to finish tallying votes, but there's a lot happening there right now. It would only be the fourth time in a presidential election that the vote in Wisconsin could be decided by less than 1%. And that's where we're finding LaToya Dennis. She's a reporter with WUWM in Milwaukee. Hey, LaToya.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about the numbers first. What's the latest tally, and what counties and areas of the state are you watching closely right now?
Yeah, basically almost 100% of the vote is in and has been tallied. And there's about a 25,000 vote difference with Biden leading at this point. Now, there is an area right outside of Madison, Wisconsin, which is in the western part of the state, where there are still some outstanding votes. And basically, we're waiting on those to come in. But in that area, which is called Richland, Trump is leading there by about 54%. Well, he's leading by about 10% of the vote.
Okay, so if I'm clear what you're saying, the majority of the votes have been tallied, and they're showing that Biden does have a narrow lead.
Yeah, a very narrow lead. It would definitely be within that 1% that's needed to force a recount here.
Yeah, I want to talk with you a little bit more about the recount, because we've seen that before in Wisconsin. What's the overall mood, though, right now as we continue to wait for final results?
Oh, everyone's nervous, right? Yeah. Democrats are asking if Joe Biden did enough here because, you know, in 2016, the concern was that Hillary Clinton didn't visit Wisconsin after the primary. She didn't come here, and President Trump was able to flip the state. Biden did come to Wisconsin. He's been here three times, but only once in the last month of the campaign, and that was on the Friday before the election, so this past Friday. And so the question is, you know, did the Biden campaign do enough here? And when it comes to the Trump campaign, they gave it all they had, you know, and so they're just hoping that they get that turnout, the result that they want here.
Yeah, I mean, based on that, do the numbers seem to align with what you've seen as someone who's been covering the state of Wisconsin all of these months?
I laugh because the answer to that is absolutely not, right? The polls leading up until today, especially one that we rely a lot on, the Marquette poll, had Joe Biden with a 5% lead across the state. And obviously that's not the case at this point. It is a very thin margin right now.
Let's talk a little bit about a recount and what that could look like.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, a recount won't happen until the votes have been finalized, and that's not scheduled until December 1st. So a recount would be a few weeks out at this point, and basically it can only happen if the losing candidate is within 1% of the winner.
Okay. What are some of the top state Democrats and Republicans saying about the race so far?
You know, it's been quiet. I was just, before I logged on with you guys, I was just checking like our email boxes and everything. There is nothing. And I'm actually quite surprised by that. I was expecting, you know, calls for victory already. But it's been quiet from top state leaders. It has not been quiet from the people of the state, though, right? There are people who are saying no matter who wins, we vow to continue the fight for social justice. We vow to make sure that every single vote is counted. And, you know, we vow to push on.
LaToya, I want to go back to what you were telling us about the tally and the numbers. I mean, can you explain for us, though? I mean, Wisconsin expanded its mail-in voting this year. I understand that state law requires that officials have all of the initial results by 4 p.m. Central Time today. Are they likely to meet that deadline? Does it even matter? I'm just thinking about all of the votes that have yet to be counted that were early votes.
You know, the question, the answer is we don't know if it matters. So state statute does say that all votes need to be tallied by 4 p.m. of the day following the election. If you don't meet that, the Supreme Court was asked to come in and clarify what happens, and they did not do that. So basically, the advice that's being given is that count until the count is done, do your best, make sure it's accurate, and get it in whenever you get it in. But hopefully you make that 4 p.m. deadline because you don't want to give anyone a reason to challenge anything.
That's Latoya Dennis. She's a reporter at WUWM in Milwaukee. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.